Dr. Sabir taking an office note on patient Rita Sleiman, RITA SLEIMAN. Date of birth is 6/20/1980. Date of service 3/22/2023. Per paragraph, the patient is 42-year-old female presenting to my office to concern about possible vaccine injury. She received her J&J COVID vaccine back in 2021. She had had COVID in June 2020 and had another COVID in December 2021. She has been suffering from decreased sense of smell, decreased taste, worsening chronic Raynaud's, brain fog, memory problems, decreased energy, not feeling well, and not feeling her usual. Her other review of systems reveals no chest, no shortness of breath, no chest pain, no heartburn, no nausea, no vomiting, no diarrhea. She has chronic constipation. She doesn't have any urinary symptoms. She started having irregular periods since her vaccinations. Period. All the systems reviewed are negative. Her surgical history is unremarkable. Allergies are unremarkable. Social history: patient is married, has one child. She does vape. Occasional alcohol use, no illicit drug use. She works in administrative work in a medical clinic. Period. Family history: her father has multiple sclerosis, mother with Raynaud's, and sister with colon cancer. Period. Paragraph. She currently taking supplements including multivitamins, fish oil, St. John Wort, and ginkgo biloba. Period. Paragraph. Assessment and plan. Most likely patient has vaccine injury and spike toxicity. We're going to place her on a spike detox protocol. She will get 0.2 milligram per kilogram of ivermectin daily for 1 month. She was advised that this medication is not FDA approved for this indication and that it is being prescribed off-label. She agrees to proceed. Also, we'll place her on low-dose naltrexone, 1 milligram daily, and nutraceutical regimen. We are going to do a full workup as well. And we'll see patient back in around 4 weeks for follow-up. End of report. Thanks.